Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
Amen, amen. We thank God Almighty. We thank God Almighty for this most glorious opportunity. Amen. For we know that all things are possible only if we believe. That was none other than Pastor Samuel Blake's God Wants to Hear Just From You. People of God, today we thank God Almighty for what he's doing and what he's getting ready to do. For we know that he's a God of another chance, and we know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask. Glory be to the name of our Lord. Amen. People of God, let us pray. Oh, eternal Father, it is at this hour of the evening. Master, just a few of thy handmaid servants, oh God, asking that you would just have your way, oh God. We come humble as we know how. Master, we come assemble on this broadcast to lift your name higher, higher and higher, and to glorify you and to praise you and to call on your name, for you are the everlasting one. You are the all-sufficient one, and we realize that we can depend on you, oh God. That's who you are. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. We bind the adversary in the name of Jesus. We claim the victory, for victory belongs to us, for victory is ours, and we put Satan under our feet, and we step on him and say, we got the victory. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father, we thank you. And, God, if it be thy holy and thy righteous will, God, I ask that you would hide your servant, hide me behind thy cross. Use me, make me a vessel of clay. Use me like never before. Show me thy way, O God. This many blessings I ask. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I say, amen, amen. People of God, today there is a word from the Lord. And if you have your Bibles, or if you know this passage of Scripture, this passage of Scripture says, the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. People of God, there is something about this scripture, and many of you know here we are talking about, we're talking about the enemy. And that scripture tells us something, because it says the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And the topic I want to use is, devil, get out of my way. Devil, get out of my way. People of God, here me and you will find out that the devil is a thief and he is a lying adversary. But the passage of scripture begins off saying the devil comes to kill. He comes to kill because God has given you life, and God has given you something that you did not deserve. God has blessed you more than you think. You would be. God has put you in a predicament where you have never been before. So if the devil comes to kill what God has put in your life, the devil comes to kill any and everything that has your name on it. He comes to kill everything that God has blessed you with. And we need to learn as the church, we need to learn as Christians that if God is before us, who can be against us? Here the devil, the scripture starts off by the devil comes to kill, and he's coming to steal. And because the enemy comes to steal, he's coming to steal. He's coming to pickpocket you when God has blessed you with everything that has your name on it, everything that belongs to you that God has given you. He's coming to steal it. He's coming to take it away from you because he knows that it is good. And because it is good, oh, baby, because it is good, you need to stop worrying about what man say, woman and boy and girls, and you need to learn Most High. God, here the devil comes to steal. Oh, he's coming to steal what God has placed in your life. He's coming to steal what your name, whatever your name have on it that God has blessed you with. And because we have the authority, the Bible tells us that God has given us the authority to cast out demons. He has given us the authority to lay the hands on the sick, and the sick shall be healed. Baby, you need to start learning how to speak over your life. You need to learn how to speak over your blessing, and speak over your family, and speak over your children and your great-grandchildren and your cousins and your family, because something in the circle is just not right. Baby, baby, hear the devil. The Bible tells us that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and he's coming to destroy. And the second part I'm on is he comes to steal. And it's something about the word steal here. It's like a thief. He's like a thief that comes to pickpocket. He comes to take things out of our hand, and he comes to take things out of our life that God has blessed us with. And baby, you need to learn that if God gave it to you, it belongs to you. So if it belongs to you, you need to learn how to speak over it and tell the devil, I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You are a liar. You are a deceiver. You need to learn how to speak over what God has already blessed you with. Or you need to learn how to tell the devil, devil, get out of my way. Then the Bible tells us that the devil comes to destroy. Well, first, the Bible says he comes to. Second, the Bible tells us he comes to steal. And now you're telling me he comes to destroy. Well, what does it mean? What do you mean? The devil comes to destroy anything that is going good. Baby, don't you know that the devil likes to destroy stuff? Every time something going good, he always sneaking his behind up in the room and destroying something that is going good for you and your family and your life and your children and your grandchildren and your cousins and your uncles. Baby, you need to learn how to speak over that thing that's going good. You need to learn how to tell the devil, devil, get out of my way. And the reason why he do it, because we have been given the authority to, we have been given the authority to bind demons. The Bible tells us that God has given us the authority to cast out demons, lay hand on the sick, and the sick shall be healed. Baby, you need to stop worrying about what people think and worry about what God says. You need to learn how to tell the devil, devil, get out of my way, because I'm putting on my wash shoes and I'm putting on my walk clothes and I'm putting on my armor of God, and I'm going to walk for Jesus because he lives. I can face tomorrow. So the Bible tells us that the devil comes to destroy. And he comes to destroy things that's going good because he know he has no part in nothing. That's why he comes to destroy. And because it's going good, he's coming to destroy it. And then because he's coming to destroy it, he's trying to tell you that he is in charge. But baby, don't you know that I know a bigger God than the enemy? There's a God that's in charge. And you need to learn how to say, devil, get out of my way, for I know I have fallen, but God gonna pick me right up again. We have a chance. Baby, you need to stop whining and crying. You need to stop telling everybody your business, because everybody is not children of God. Everybody is not God's child. Some people are, and I'm going to keep it real with you here. Some people are demons, and some people are the devil, because the devil uses any and everybody to come in your event, come in your house, come in whatever you got going and destroy it. Oh, but don't you know the good will work out for the bad? When you put your armor of God on and you begin to go to war for Jesus, when you go to war for Jesus, when you pray, when you get down on your knees and pray, baby, you're going to war for Jesus. When you begin to speak over your life and encourage yourself, you're going to war for Jesus. When you have anointed yourself and told the devil, devil, get out of my way, then you know you're all ready. Every time the enemy throws something at you, you don't want to fall, but you want to keep standing up. And you get to stand right in front of the enemy face and tell that devil, devil, I am a child of the Most High God, and I shall not be moved. Oh, you need to learn how to tell them, I shall not be moved. People of God, today's topic is, devil, get out of my way. And people that understand that life may not always go our way, but understand that when the devil sneaks in, the Bible says the devil sneaks in through a crack of a door. And not only that, but the devil uses any and everybody to destroy what's going good and to steal what's going, what God has blessed you with, and to kill what God had good for you that meant good. It meant good for your bad. Because God has something going good for you, that's when the devil seen that he can set traps right in front of your face and tell you you're not going nowhere. But don't you know when you use the words of God, and don't you know when you begin to use scripture and songs, it makes the devil mad. So you need to just go ahead and tell the devil, victory is mine. Satan, get me behind, because I am a child of the Most High God, and because I am a child of the Most High God, I can reap what I have sown. I can run and see what the end's going to be. I can face tomorrow because my God lives, and because he lives, God is able to do anything but fail. He's a promise-keeping God. He's a loving God. He's a sustaining God. And because he's all of this, and because he has given us the authority to cast out demons, lay hand on the sick, bind the enemy, baby, that's going to show you that you need to tell the devil, devil, get out of my way. Leave my children alone. Leave my bills alone. Leave my family alone. Leave me alone, because I got on the full armor of God. Oh, baby, and because I got on this full armor of God, I'm ready to take what the devil is about to throw at me. Sometimes we need to tell ourselves, peace, be still. Sometimes to tell us that things is not always going to go our way. But because he lives, because God lives, we can face tomorrow. And you know, the devil is so sneaky. He doing all type of things. The devil will come and do something so simple. And you don't even notice because you was not prayed up. You was not meditated up. You was not studied up. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Workmen need not. Oh, baby, you need to be studied up. Because when the devil begin to throw stuff in your way, all you got to do is say at the name of Jesus. I said all you got to say is at the name of Jesus. Demons will tremble. Devils will tremble. People will tremble. You need to learn how to say at the name of Jesus. Oh, devil, you will tremble because when you begin to sing Zion songs and when you begin to do Zion praises, the devil just don't like that. And he gets mad and all frustrated and he begins to try to throw a bigger trap in your way. But when you have on the full armor of God, you can face any and everything that you're going through. In our jobs, in the schools, in the churches, in society, in our homes. When we have the full armor of God on, we can run and see what the end's going to be. People of God, tonight, this afternoon, tonight, I want you to know, you need to learn how to tell the devil, get out of my way. But some people, let me just say this, and I'm gonna get out the way. I'm gonna go ahead on with the opening the lines. Some people will just sit in the enemy's way, and we would allow the enemy to attack us, say anything. And when you do not say anything, it gives him more power. But when you begin to quote scripture, or then the enemy's man. And I want you to use this because I have to make it a note for myself. At the name of Jesus, demons will tremble. See, the only, at the name of Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, demons will tremble. Why? Because God has more power. God is in control more than anything. So you can try to fight your battle, so you can do anything you want to do. But baby, I just stopped by here to tell you that you can run, but you sure can't hide. God knows any and everything, and the enemy would use you to get out of something. They got some churches right now that got members leaving the church because of some foolishness. And because the foolishness is going on, we are rather sit in the enemy's mess and not say, at the name of Jesus, demons will tremble. Don't you know that the churches are in danger too? Don't you know that the churches are also in danger? But when we begin to pray, when we begin to come together as a community, and when we begin to agree on one accord and come in unity, that's when things good begin to happen. this afternoon's subject was about devil, get out of my way. And when you are, wherever you are and wherever you may be, remember that God cares just for you. God bless you. God keep you. People of God, we thank God Almighty for what he's doing and what he's getting ready to do. And most definitely, we thank God Almighty for those that are online listening. And we thank God of those who are on the web listening. Remember, God cares just for you. And tonight I want you to know that whatever the circumstances may be, remember, God cares. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. Amen. Those of you that feel free to give in a prayer request, please do so, so we can bind the adversary and we may be able to continue on with our day. God bless you, caller. Amen. Your line is open. Amen. Amen, caller. Your line is open.
I will let you request prayer for my knees. This is Sister Robin Knox. I would like to request prayer for my knees today, please.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let us pray. O eternal God, we come humble as we know how. Master, you said that ask and it shall be given. Father, for you said seek and thou shalt find. Knock and the door will open. And O God, our hope for years to come and our God for months to pass. Heaven, our eternal home. Father, for we are a firm believer of your word. Father, for we are a firm believer that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask. So, Master, if it be thy holy will, Father, we pray for one Sister Robin now. Father, for we bind the hand of the adversary. Father, for you said at the name of Jesus, demons will tremble. So we shout, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father, you said that we can come humble as we know how this afternoon. Father, for we thank you tonight for our sister. Father, we thank you for her enemies. We thank you for those that have been set in her face. For we know that you are able to do anything but fail. But Father, we pray for her knees right now in the name of Jesus. Bind that pain in the name of Jesus. We bind that demon in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the adversary in the name of Jesus. Father, for we are firm believers. And because we are firm believers and because we stand on our word, oh God, we need you and we can't do nothing without you. Oh, God, we calling on you because without you, we are like boats without a sail. And, Master, we pray for her family. We pray for her nieces and her nephews. God, we just pray for her whole family. Oh, God. Seal and protect them in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the adversary in the mighty name of Jesus, and we speak healing to our knees. We speak healing to our knees. We speak deliverance. We speak anointing. We speak everything that is not everything that is out of you, oh God. God, for she searched all over and couldn't find nobody greater. She searched all over and couldn't wait to nobody greater. God, she prayed and she prayed and she cried and she prayed. And Master, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask. So touch in the name of Jesus. This mighty prayer we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we say amen, amen, and thank God. Amen. We thank God Almighty for what he's doing and what he's about to do. And most definitely, people of God, I want you to know that prayer changes things. Prayer still works. And when you begin to pray, things begin to happen. And because things begin to happen, remember, God cares just for you. We thank each and every one of you that have called on the line. We thank God for our overseer of New Destiny Ministry, Pastor Adrian Bernard Almighty. We thank her in her absence. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of those who have decided to call on the line. Remember, 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 God cares just for you. I love you with the love of God. And this is none other than young minister Chaz Bradford. I love you, and I will see you on next Saturday, 5 p.m. Amen. I love you with the love of God, and may God continue to bless you and keep you. God bless you.
Lift your worship. I'll travel near.
wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say,
wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
We love you with the love of God, and may God continue to bless you. Have a great day.